So we've just found out that Nip Tuck has been shortlisted at the British Podcast Awards for the Listener's Choice Award. And it's all because of you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
This has never happened before. So to get this far already, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But there's a chance we could win it.
We've got a little bit more to ask you though. If we've ever made you laugh, if we've ever cheered you up, entertained you, helped you during a run, a breakup, helped you with some glow-up tips, please do us a favour back. Go on to Spotify and use your votes to vote for Nip Tuck.
We would absolutely love you guys to do that. Share this with all of your friends. And again, thank you if you've already voted.
Hi guys, welcome to Nip Tuck. I'm so sorry to say this, but it's just me again. I'm joking.
That was a really funny joke.
It's not. She's back.
Guys, hi. I am back. And I honestly feel like my brain chemistry has been altered.
It does when you have a baby.
No, like this now, having four has made me realise I am invincible.
Right. Do you know what? I think, personally, having just one to start off with, and being a single mom.
We have done it all.
That makes you feel invincible because you're like, I am someone's mother. And when you have an argument with someone, you can say things like,
I'm a mother.
Yeah. I have to, and you can say four, which sounds so fucking good. And now I'm like, I've got two children. I'm a mom. That's my favorite. I'm 36-year-old mother. I have two children.
Yeah, I said that the other day to someone. Yeah. I said, I'm a 36-year-old mother of four.
It makes you feel like I can keep someone alive. Yeah. I have birthed someone. I've done it on my own. Like, it's a great comeback. I have a child.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's back. So where do we begin? But first, I've got to do some stuff. Okay, what we've got coming up this week. First of all, Ashley's back. We have got a huge amount to catch up on. We're talking about wearing rollers to the airport being banned. And we're also talking about celebrities selling on Vinted and the drama around that.
Okay. Now, as always, we will be releasing our main episode every Wednesday, plus our exclusive bonus on Patreon and Apple subs on a Friday. However, you can now watch us, and trust me, you are going to want to do that. Is there anything better than getting cozy on the sofa, in your bed, and putting YouTube on? So not only can you see and hear,
feel,
it's an immersive experience. So head over to our YouTube where you can watch us, and then basically there's this other thing called Patreon. Not talked about it for a few weeks, but it's all been going on there. Patreon is an app whereby you can get yourself involved with the group chats. Mm-hmm. There's multiple group chats on there. There's also a direct message feature, so you can direct message me and Lauren. Mm-hmm. For example, yesterday I had about 80 messages on Instagram asking where my tracksuit was from. And I didn't have time to reply to those 80 messages. However, the 12 girls that messaged me on Patreon, They got sent the link straight
You're
away.
You're really good. Like, if you've worn something really good that day, you'll put it in Patreon before you're asked.
I always know, if something's going to sell out, Lauren,
you put it on there. You're better than me with
that. Or if there's, like, a really good bargain, then I'll put it on Patreon straight away.
Yeah, you do.
And I give the girls the priority. They get early access to my products on there as well. I give them little discount codes.
We do
sometimes.
Giveaways. I've still got like 4 giveaways to do on there.
Yeah, we do giveaways. Basically, you can cancel at any point. You pay a couple of quid a month and you can just,
There's the bonus though, Ashley. The bonus is on there,
So
on a Friday, you can listen to the bonus and you can watch it as well, which you can't do on YouTube because it's a bonus. It's more spicy. We get into things a little bit more. Things that we don't want everyone to hear, we'll say on there because we kind of trust you more if you're part of that. And also, if you've got a bit of time, an hour to kill, 2 hours, if you go on there, there are, I'm going to say, what I say, hundreds now? I don't know, don't quote me, of bonus episodes. So if you just join,
There's a backlog
of months and months and months worth of bonus episodes if you need us more.
Exactly, like we've all been there. You're doing a clear out of your bedroom, you're going on holiday, you've got a long haul flight, you've got a big drive, what can I listen to? Well, girl. We got you covered. So basically, patreon.com/niptuck.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure. Can we just check
that? It will be. You'll be right. You're good.
Yeah, if not, head over to our Instagram and it's in our link tree. But yeah, I feel like we're not spoken about that for a while. So there you go. Anyway.
Life. Let's begin. You've had a baby.
Yes.
You look really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
No, you do. Like, everything has really gone down.
It's gone.
Everything's calmed down.
Tummies.
But I think we need to be really, like, honest about this. So without sounding like pick me, because I don't want to sound like that, we are lucky and we do the right things, but we're quite lucky with the bounce back. Some people are luckier than others, and I do think a lot of it's genetic. So there's a lot of people that aren't, so don't be like, oh, I should buy.
And I do have help.
You have help,
guys.
Yeah,
which,
you have help.
Like, some people don't talk about,
you're really open, because it's not fair if there's a girl listening and she's snowed under with life and she doesn't have help. It's fucking hard. She's knackered, and then she's like, she bounced back. Listen, let's be really honest. You are lucky and you're in a position where you can put focus into bounce back.
Yeah, like, you know.
And you do the right things as well.
Going on the hyperbaric oxygen chamber at Breathe Vitality.
It's really good there.
I literally went in a couple of times a week. Well, I'm going to go back again. I need to restart again. But I love the guys in there. They're so lovely. So I went on hyperbaric oxygen, cryotherapy. Then, I'm not going to lie, I've been jabbing Mounjaro.
Because you weren't going to, Ashley. You weren't going to do it.
But did, like, you just... It was in the fridge. It was winking at me. And yeah, like, I got, yeah.
Well, thank you for being honest.
Oh my God. Have you heard about that peptide that makes your tits huge and your ass huge and your waist tiny?
Look at me. Do I look like I've taken that peptide?
And it makes you, like, have an ethereal.
Is it the one that James is taking? Because if he gets a fucking big ass and big tits, I'm going to be absolutely furious that I didn't sign up for that. Like, and a tiny waist.
James... It makes your eyelashes grow. It makes your hair grow. You don't have to wear fake nails anymore. These are my real nails.
Right, one thing we need to be careful with. Peptides are not FDA approved.
Lauren, I'm taking the piss.
Oh! Oh, God. I thought it was that.
It's called the Barbie pen.
Mate.
She was going to be like, sign me.
No, I was about...
It's called the Barbie peptide pen.
I fully... ready to...
The one that makes, like, your ass fat, yeah?
I was like, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm joking.
We made that up.
Yeah, let's not get into all
that. But you've been doing bits and bobs.
I've been taking supplements. Yep. I've actually...
You do look really good.
There's a new collagen that I have incorporated into my routine. And then, like, yeah, just stuff for energy. You know what I'm like with all my research. And I must say, I usually am one step ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
So you know. Stay tuned.
Also,
but yeah, baby sweetheart.
Again, just a quick one, just to mention, she is human, by the way, as well, guys.
Yeah.
So when we'll talk about Ibiza, that's coming up. Just before you went, you were a bit like, oh, shit, I feel big. I don't feel myself. I sent you some pictures, didn't I?
Yeah.
Of when I was,
and
like,
you made me feel
a
better.
Week postpartum. And I was like, yeah, this is what we look like. It's fine. Let's not pretend that there hasn't been...
the crying days.
Yeah, let's not pretend.
I was sending Lauren pictures of me crying.
Yeah, she had the crying days. She had the days where you're like, oh, I'm so swollen.
The crying day is really not a nice day. One of the girls in Patreon actually said it feels like you are homesick, but you're at home. And then another girl said, it feels like you're walking on marbles. And I can't explain, but how good explanations are there?
Yeah, I think feeling like you're not at home, you're homesick at home, is a very good one, because you're like, who am
empty.
I? What is the empty?
Yeah.
Like, it's that drop, isn't it, in your hormones?
Yeah,
and it
happens. Guys, like... It, and I did a TikTok about it, and some people were like, stop scaring people, it didn't happen to me.
It didn't really happen to me.
No, it has with some and hasn't with others.
Yeah.
But if, like, people, I had to avoid people, because any interaction that I had with someone, if they were like, are you okay? I'd be like,
no! I think that's normal. I did have it, but I don't think I had it, like, when I was meant to. I did have crying days, don't fucking get
mine
me wrong.
Mine was day 10.
But it wasn't
10.
As obvious, like, when you normally get the hormone drop. But, God, I cried. I cried.
So, yeah, St. Mary's Hospital was amazing. Dr.
Let's talk
Chan.
About sweetheart.
Yes, sweetie. She's just so cute. You've met her,
well,
haven't
I've
you?
Well, I have, but it was like, she was like 8 days old. So I've not seen her recently.
We did a photo shoot and I was 8 days.
I don't know how you did that. So birth. People want to know.
Okay.
It was an elective section. Oh my God, we do need to talk about something that I forgot the date. I had the date the next day.
Oh yeah.
Guys.
I didn't mind.
Listen to this. So that morning that Ashley was preparing to go and give birth, I thought it was the Tuesday. It was the Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was sure it was the Tuesday. I didn't really think about it. And on the Monday, in the morning, was sending her absolute voice notes of small inconveniences in my day. And I was like, yeah. And then
as
this,
we
and,
always
and that
start.
Happened. I was like, yeah. And they're all really minor inconveniences, right? And she was replying. I didn't say anything. Thought nothing of it. Then I'm on my Instagram later on, scrolling.
She's had the
fucking baby. And there was a picture on her close friends of her with the baby. And I was like, is this one of the other kids? I was like, you've not had the baby. She was like, yeah, I've had the baby. I was like, I was like, James, she's had the baby. She had it today. She was like, today? I was like, texted Lucas. She's had the fucking baby. I thought it was tomorrow. I was literally voicing that like, yeah. And then my milk had gone off and she was making a baby come out of the world.
So I went into theatre and you know I had problems with my spinal.
You were worried about
it. Right. And I don't want to scare anyone.
But I shall.
So they go in with the local anaesthetic, then they put your spinal in. Didn't work again. My legs were moving. And
why?
I was like, do you know when you're like, I did tell you.
I told you this happened.
Yeah.
They, no one ever believes you.
And they were like,
you.
There's like a one in a blah, blah chance. Like, the man must have put the needle in wrong. This will happen.
It's like when you tell a man that you don't come easy and they're like, oh, no, they've been doing it wrong. When I do it, in the way I do it, you'll be fine.
I've never squirted.
Oh, wait till you got this. So he didn't work.
Yeah. So, well, it worked, right? But I could still move my feet. And
not
they were
ideal.
Like, this is weird. So I was like, listen, you're not going in again.
Right.
Because that's when the headache. And I would not be here today if I'd have had the headache again.
Yeah.
So it's called like an epidural leak.
Again,
if you
very
get
rare.
Because if you go in with the needle, whatever, and brain
some fluid goes all
shit,
over and shit.
I don't know. So I just said, you're not going in again. So can you get me some gas and air? So every time they talked, I did the gas and air.
Is that even like a... What? My legs were like... I've had it done twice, guys. Just
and
for a bit
fine.
Of the other side of it. I've had it twice. Didn't hurt. Wasn't an issue. And I absolutely couldn't feel my legs
for a long time. No, it didn't hurt, but I could feel things.
No, I mean, the spinal didn't. Like, mine was successful, so don't panic.
It's related to ADHD. Like, the anaesthetic doesn't work very well. And people with red hair.
No. So,
and I have red hair.
Compared to the other sections you've had, could you feel more?
Yeah, but I was just...
Off your head? Was it quite fun to be off your tits?
Yeah. Well, they said, do you want us to put you to sleep?
No, thank you.
And I was like, no. So that's when they just did the gas.
It's how weird is that feeling when they're pulling and your body is like, ooh.
So she came out and
she did.
It was a lovely experience and they were amazing.
Was it a lovely moment? Because do you think, because I think people... expect different things from when this baby is lifted out. And
well, you're a bit like,
but you
can't
hold
it.
And do you not think that because the bed isn't just flat, it's almost opposite to flat, so your head is, and then this baby's like, dun, 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 and you
and
like,
it's all like sticky.
It's all sticky.
And its face is like,
compared to your other births, was it any different in the sense of how you felt, like the moment, or have they all been the same? Because mine was slightly different with Tommy and Thea.
It was fine.
The same kind
of. And yeah,
did you have music on?
Yes, spa music. Well, you don't want words, do you? Like that, just put a spa playlist on. Like,
really? Do you know what?
Yeah,
Tommy,
that's really
Tommy came
good.
Out to.
Wouldn't you want some kind of like EDM or something like really
no,
frantic?
No, because imagine if like I want everyone to be calm and the baby to be calm.
Tommy came out to Babylon.
By the rivers. Of...
No, you dick.
What?
He came out to. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feelings. And then it comes out, Babylon.
Not Lion King.
It was half to that and half to...
Can we just, sorry.
I made the playlist. It was my playlist.
Can people send theirs in? I would love to know.
Send in
because if it's a radio, you can't choose.
Playlist, like, funniest things.
So, Baby Born, All Okay, yeah. Stitchy Back Together.
Yeah.
Was the hospital, did you get your own room in the end?
Yeah.
We weren't sure whether you would.
Stayed for 2 nights.
Did you want to stay longer? I could have stayed for a fucking week.
I was ready for my bed because I'd spent quite a bit of time in hospital before.
Yeah, so you were kind of done.
And it's the food thing. Like,
I really enjoyed the food. It's very me.
That food Shepherd's is pie. You. Like, Ed would come sniffing for the food.
Yeah. And I was really like, liked it.
That is disgusting.
A jacket potato. That is with disgusting. Like, do you know the square, like, what's it called? Of butter. And yeah, I really enjoyed
so,
it.
So yeah, the name, like, yeah, we need to talk about
we
it.
We do. Sweetheart.
So I did the pictures. And it's put some mad filters on.
Oh my God. So what happened, right, what happened with this? Because you put the picture, beautiful, lovely, really nice. It went kind of virally, didn't it, really, I would say?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, people are, like, commenting on it. And, like, I don't care. Like, have your opinion on the baby name, but...
Like, just tell your mate that it's weird.
Yeah. This is not if you're friends with me, though. I don't like that.
No, what I mean
is... But, like, other people, like, yeah. But some people, like, it's crazy how much a baby's name, like, people have stuff to say about it. Like, do you not get it? Her name is Sweetie. Sweetie, Snowy, and Sassy. I'm sorry, that is absolutely stunning, in my opinion.
In your opinion, like, it's cute.
I did a video the other day from my YouTube. Don't know if the girls will let me put it out, but I literally was like, if you want to call your baby Spaghetti Bolognese, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
Spaggy.
Meatball.
Oh my God, you could have had Snowy, Sweetie, Saskia, and Spaggy. That would have been so cute.
So, like, they were commenting on it, like, on her CV, it'll get thrown straight in
the
bin.
She's not going to be sending a CV anyway. We don't need to.
She won't know
that.
What a curriculum vitae is.
She won't. Like, she won't.
She, and also, why are you bothered?
Why are you ask about my child in 20 years? What?
Yeah, so anyway, maybe we called it Rage.
And then people were saying about her, there was a filter.
There was definitely, like, you know, when you can run it through certain apps and it, like, does filtery bits. I think the filter had got on.
Oh,
the
so there was. So there was. I looked. I couldn't.
I mean, it looked.
Who
a bit
was
softer.
Zooming in that close?
But I never usually put pictures of the kids on because that's why. Yeah, they all need like a Hollywood four.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Smooth. Imagine if I start posting pictures of the kids, but I edit
with the
their
Hollywood
faces.
Force, like,
so
you should
that
do
would
that.
Be hilarious.
And big hair.
So yeah, that was all.
You didn't take long off.
Didn't take long off.
But you didn't want to, did you? You were like, all right.
The kids have been really good, but Snowy's extremely handsy. I want to hold the baby.
Yeah, they are.
You saw.
We took Tommy to see Sam and Olivia's little baby girl. And at first, it was slightly gentle. And then he got pretty handsy. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, James, he's
banging. And it's like when they lay on the stomach and you're like, no.
And they put the hand on them to get themselves up. And you're like, whoa. But you don't want to tell them off. Saskia is very cute.
Good. She was winding her.
She's really
she?
Good with her.
She
yeah.
was really
She's
good.
She's really good. I think that age gap's actually quite nice.
Yes. So that's the baby thing, yeah.
And she's been all right. No fine. Issues. No, like, colic, reflux, the usual shit.
You don't know yet. Like, she's only 5 weeks old.
Jesus, I thought she was older than that.
No.
Oh, so it's not begun yet. It's like 6 weeks when things can... Ramp.
We're not.
Let's not fearmonger.
Poor Lauren.
I am, by the way, on that note, fucking exhausted. He still doesn't sleep. Like, doesn't sleep. Last night, I'm normally really calm. I don't lose my... Last night, I said to James in the night, what is wrong with him?
What do you think, like, a night nanny would do with him?
I sometimes think this. What would they do? Because... Like, I could sleep...
Because, like,
know.
You said, like, you can cuddle him and stuff, but he doesn't even
stop. He still won't settle
crying.
Down. No, he's in my bed. This is the kid's in my bed. So it's not like he is wanting me... He's there. What more? I'm here. And he's still
that,
unsettled.
Yeah, because...
What can I do?
Sometimes they... Like, last night, Teddy woke up at 4 a.m. He must have had a nightmare. So we just got him in our bed. And it was, like, literally 2 minutes
out.
Of crying.
Bang.
Done.
Yeah.
But this must be something.
It's all night.
Like pain.
It's, yes, it's all night. Bless and I mean him. All night. We put him down at 7:30. By 10:30, it's a cry. So I just get him in my bed because I'm done getting up 10 times a night. I can't do it anymore. So I just get him in with me. And I'm telling you, probably every hour, no. hour and a half, it's this. All, and I've recorded it last night. I thought, fuck this, I don't know what to do. So I put my video on. I thought, no one will believe what this is. And then he'll go,
do the other kids hear him?
No, because I'm quite quick with sorting it. And then I'll turn around and I'll pull him, I'll cuddle him.
Has he still got a doodie?
Yeah. It goes on all night. Like, I don't know how I'm still alive and I don't know what to do about it. So that's that.
I've got that supplement to give to you.
For him?
Maybe it's like speed. Do you remember like when people... Do you remember like our mum's age, they used to just take speed?
Yeah, just to fly around. Maybe
yeah, no. Seriously, like this was...
Not our actual mums. Well, I this was she probably did.
I'll ask mine. They were called like diet pills.
Basically,
all like housewives would have, because it was before Mounjaro, like
everyone was obsessed with fat burners and shit.
Yeah, they would like the T5s and stuff like that. Yeah. So they'd take these tablets and it came out. Yeah, they were just all like, on speed, like cleaning the house. Like, woo!
Do you know what?
Looking
I get
after
it.
The kids.
Honestly,
yay!
Like that's, you need, I need more energy and extra shit, but.
Yeah, not whatever. Speed. No,
not speed. No. Not speed.
So I've had my first period after the baby. That was.
Was it heavy stuff?
You heavy know salad. What it's like. But how mad is it how you think it's done? And then. Bam, and then back again.
You think it's over and it's so heavy and it's the stuff.
Painful.
The stuff.
Coming out.
That comes out. It's really, it's like those aliens that you used to look after when you were little.
Well, the thing is I was going to like throw all of my maternity knickers away and there's no point because I may as well still keep them.
Oh my God, no, keep them.
Yeah.
I would keep them. Right, Ibiza.
So.
How? You are a...
Animal.
An animal, like a different species.
Right, so basically, obviously, like, Megan and Jordan are our really good friends.
Yeah.
And he is the England goalkeeper.
Go on.
So, he said to a group of us, I am going to, like, organise a trip to Ibiza.
To celebrate. How it's all get.
And we got told, what was it? 7 days
before?
Yeah,
it was like a week.
And Ed was like, listen, if you want to go, we can go. If you don't, I totally get it. And I was like, I think I can go. Like, I had people, like, literally, like, Sarah and my mom were both like, you deserve it.
Yeah, you can go.
And Christine as well. They were like, we have everything covered here.
Yeah.
You go. You deserve it. Both of you, like, go and have fun. And
I think that makes a big difference if you've got people that are genuinely like,
yeah, like if I didn't have like
we've got this, we're gonna be fine, you go. Whereas I sometimes feel like when I'm asking for like help, and I think that's the difference between asking family and having someone that works with you all the time, there is a difference.
Yeah.
You feel like a bit like you're putting a burden, like they're doing it for you but really they don't want to. And I think that's a big difference.
Yeah.
If you've got someone who's like, I'm genuinely fine,
yeah,
then you're like, oh
yeah. So I got some clothes together. That ASOS swim costume that I've posted on Patreon.
I'm sure I've got that.
It's fucking fantastic.
I'm sure I've got that. And I think I wore it when I was pregnant.
No, you couldn't have worn it when you were pregnant. It's an after job.
So I've
basically,
worn it.
It's this ASOS.
It's a bit like this top.
It is. It's ASOS designed swimming costume. About £29. And it's got a built-in bra.
Yeah.
And it did bits for me. So went shopping, also absolutely fuming. You know that leopard print Roberto Cavalli thing that Liv Atwood wore? I bought that for Ibiza, forgot that I had it, and now I can't wear it because it looks like I'm copying. I'm going to put it in the wardrobe for a few
years.
Wear
it in a bit, yeah.
Yeah, like I probably wasn't the right shape to wear that. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, I just did like an ASOS order, got loads of stuff. By the way, the Wonder Doll stuff.
I don't buy enough of that.
Lauren,
all the time.
Have a look.
And Ainsley's lovely. I always forget.
The Wonder Doll quality stuff.
Really
good. Wow. also that Gianelle.
Emma Milton's range. Yes. Our friend Emma, who I adore.
Oh my God, that rainbow dress. Beautiful. Yeah. It's all sold out.
Yeah, it will be.
But yeah, the Wonder Doll stuff's really good. And then that Gianelle, the one that Sam did the collab with.
Yeah, the bikinis are very me. There's some lovely stuff.
The kids... range is so cute.
I've not seen the kids range. Is that that right? Okay, it's all
so cute. Where else do I get bits from? Rumpus in Wilmslow. I love it in there because you can go in and try it on. And then yeah, just went and partied.
We had a conversation before you went, didn't we? Because at first I was like, oh God, not sure this is a good idea, but simply because I didn't want you to get there and then be like,
No, I was fine.
But then she was like, no, I'm all right. And I was like, right, well, enjoy yourself. But we spoke about like the body confidence side of things. And I said to you, didn't I? If you're going to go, you have a word with yourself now.
Yeah.
That yes, I'm not how I normally would want to look, but I'm accepting that. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about that again. And I'm going to enjoy it. And you were like, that's what I'm going to do.
Literally.
And I think very confident to do that. Yeah. Like, I mean, we're talking as if, like, you were like a woolly mammoth. You weren't, but at the same time, you were still, you just had a baby and you didn't look how you might choose to be if you were going to Ibiza.
Exactly, but I must say in Ibiza, no one gives a fuck what anyone else looks like. No. Or, like, guys, if you're going on holiday, like, do not stress yourself out.
We worry too much.
You do. You end up wearing three things in your suitcase. You end up scraping your hair back.
Yeah.
It was too hot anywhere to have your hair
down.
Your
hair is not humid.
Oh, my God,
you have not got humid conditioner.
So, yeah, like, don't worry about that. But, yeah, we had so much fun.
It looked really fun.
It was so much fun. Like Megan is just the funniest.
I FaceTimed you. So we found out that we'd got through, which actually we've not spoken about, to the...
voting on me clothes
the,
right
the
now.
The People's Choice... not People's Choice, Listener's Choice in the British Podcast Awards.
No, so this episode is going out on the 19th and it closes on the 28th.
Right.
So what are we saying now?
While we're just talking about this, we somehow... got through the Listener's Choice for the British Podcast Awards. So there's a Listener's Choice and basically the listeners vote. We got through to the top fucking 20 in the UK, which means you lot, and we only asked you guys to vote
the day before
it ended.
You lot. Wow.
We were like, shit, right, please will you vote for us? And in that one day, you got us in the top 20. So first of all,
we love
thanks.
You.
Secondly, you can vote again. If you've already voted, that doesn't matter now. That was the first round. We're in the second.
And you can vote twice.
You can vote three times. And it has to be Spotify. Go on Spotify.
Spotify.
If they go straight onto Spotify without a link, what's the crack then, Lucas? Do you know? Like, say they go onto their app now, where would it be? Or do they have to follow the link we
So you can search British Podcast Awards on
there
Spotify.
There you go. Right? And then you've got three votes. Use all three for us, please. Because if we manage to get there with one day, like, listen, we could win it and we give you a lot, so just give us something back. So I found out that we'd got through to that. Alex messaged and was like, guys, start your weekend with something amazing. So I FaceTimed Ashley and she was in a club.
Yeah.
So you search British Podcast
Awards. Search British Podcast Awards on your Spotify search thing. Then it's the top bit, the listener's choice, right? You scroll down and there we are.
Nippity-tuckity.
Yeah. And then your vote is ready. There.
Right. So just under the...
Have you voted yet? No!
I have, obviously.
Look, and then you can do three votes on here. We need to do how to do it.
Right, so please vote for us, guys. Go on it. There's a little thing that says your vote's here. Click it, press nip tuck three times. Thank you.
If you don't vote for us... If you... Listen, right.
Right, let's can't make threaten. A promise. We can't threaten.
No. Right. Guys, what do you want Lauren and I to do if we win the British Podcast Awards?
The listener's choice.
We you know what we're like?
We'll do anything.
Severely unhinged.
Yeah. So we will do whatever. We're not bothered.
Comment. Let us know what
you'd like us to do if we win. I will do a lot.
Like streaking. Do you remember streakers?
Yeah, but that's like illegal, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we will do a lot. We can't do illegal things publicly, but we will do. Comment what you want us to do, and then if we win, we'll do something.
I'll tell you the person that pissed in my bed.
Fantastic. We would do a giveaway, but that's bribery. Can't do that. So just vote for us. Vote for us. We want to win. So we found out that we'd won, FaceTimed Ashley, her, Megan, I think it was just you and Megan, FaceTiming me. They're in some club.
Ushuaia.
Is that where you were? And I'm like, Ashley, listen. And she's going, what? And I'm like, no, listen. And then Megan's on, Laura. And then one of them said, get your tits out. So I was like, yeah, okay. So I did. But she's just like, no, you don't have to ask me twice to get them out. I'm always getting them out. And then they were like, yeah. And I was like, I need to tell you something. And they were like, gotta go, bye. And I was like, so I texted saying, listen. And she was like, oh God, what? And I was like, we're in the top 20. She was like, yay. So that's how that came about. So Ibiza was amazing. Mm-hmm. How did you feel when you got back? I had secondhand.
Wow. Like panic. I thought that birds were talking to me. Like it was.
How long did it take to come around from that situation?
7 to 10 working days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the problem. I've been invited. Have I told you?
Yeah.
The girls have asked me to go to Ibiza.
I think you should go.
I'm not going. So one of my friends who I used to, when I was like a single party girl, we've all settled down a lot now, but they're going to Ibiza. It'll be in like 10 days, actually. She told me a couple of weeks ago. She was like, we're going to Ibiza. It's not going to be clubs. We're not doing that. We're going to do like boat days.
I don't believe that.
Well, you need a table to go to a club. She's like, I'm not going to a club. Yeah. So we're probably not going. She was like, we're going to do a boat day. We're going to do like rosé wine chill. Like really still messy, but not like clubs, because I'm not really into that. I don't think. Anyway, she was like, why don't you come? And straight away I was like, no. And she was like, but why? And I told James, and James was like, but why? You can get it off work. I can have the kids. Why is it a no? And I thought about it, nearly went, and I just don't. You know when you just
it's
know
the recovery
just,
process. Like, I just you don't have to factor that into
it's
the
that
trip.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
So it's not just like, 3 days.
Oh, it's 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the going and then
it's the pre-going.
Back. Oh, I need to tell
the
you
the outfits,
David Beckham
the spray
story.
Tan. So I'm not going to go. Next year is going to be my year to be like
we're going to
me
go
again.
Together.
This year I am still in my postpartum.
We'll go together.
Whatever.
But yeah. We'll go at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Well, it's James's 40th next year, so.
Yeah. Right. So
tell me about Beckham. She says she's got something to tell me about Beckham, and we know that I do have a crush on Beckham. I think everyone does. So we've waited.
Right.
Loads of stuff we've waited on, guys.
So one night we all were a bit tired. It happens.
Yeah.
I think it was like night 3 and we were all a bit tired. We'd been on the boat, and this is where you make the mistake, by the way, guys. Go from like, you know that TikTok where it's like beach, bar, another bar.
Yeah,
yeah, you have to do that. Otherwise, as soon as you're back in the hotel room, you're not getting me out.
You sat down for a minute,
you're not getting me out.
Yeah.
So I'm in bed. I think Louisa was in bed as well. Megan was up and about. Anyway, Megan and Jerry come in the room, bottle of champagne. Guys, the boys are in Zuma with David Beckham. So the boys had gone to Zuma for drinks, right? And we were pissing ourselves because when Jordan was pissed, because David Beckham was in a yacht in Ibiza, he DM'd him like, you out tonight?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Did he respond?
Yeah.
Well, of course he did. Like,
and we were pissing ourselves.
You out tonight. That is like a
you
message.
Out tonight.
You,
no,
what,
no,
you
no.
Want
we
to.
Were crying. It was
that's so
you
embarrassing.
You out tonight, lad. And the eyes. And we were all in tears.
That's so
the next
funny.
Day.
Oh my God. And
anyway,
he replied.
Yeah, he replied. And he was something like, you know, I'm just on my yacht.
Yes, I'm just with my family on my yacht.
Anyway, so Megan was like, the boys are in Zuma with David Beckham.
I
so,
would.
So they were like, Ashley, we've got one chance.
Agree.
You know, she was like, you know, Victoria might be coming as well. Like, everyone needs to go.
Yeah.
Like, we all need to
get
out of bed.
We have to do
we're
this.
We're all there throwing our makeup on. We get there.
We've not gone.
They AI'd a picture.
No.
See, I sent you the picture.
I thought it was real.
Same. When we got there, they were like, you slag.
So you run down all face and they were like,
yeah. And they were like, this is the most makeup you've all worn all trip. You've got your boobs out. You were like a rat up a drain pipe.
So you
that's a
go
very
out.
Funny joke out there.
So you wouldn't go out for them, but Beckham.
Oh no, I would have stayed in bed. Yeah. And so
that's
I just,
hilarious. That's very
very.
I can imagine you face that. Oh,
Megan was in on it and she was pissing herself.
Oh, was she in on it? Yeah. Oh my God.
It was so, I love that. So funny. So yeah.
So when you posted about Ibiza, you got a couple of
yeah
passaggers. Did you just ignore them? There was yeah, a couple. There wasn't loads. You sent a couple.
Like, yeah, like people were like, oh my God, how did you do this 3 weeks after? Maybe they were being, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I got comments like in person off a lot of people as
what
well.
What did they say? Just like, just
you've
like,
had major surgery, you shouldn't be.
To be fair, Ashley, you told me off for having sex too early than 6 weeks after a section and you went to Ibiza.
And I definitely had sex.
And you definitely had sex. So, yeah, but we are allowed to do what we want.
I'm me.
Yeah, and you can do what you want.
I'm different.
And I feel like you...
Listen,
you
I don't give a fuck that that's much, the be- guys.
That's the
like,
best.
Like, I could not give
that's the
a
answer.
Flying fuck.
That's the best answer. I
honestly,
just don't care.
I don't care. So what we do now is my friend sent me this. Mm-hmm. And I told you, didn't I? So, we're like, lonely. This one person before I went to Ibiza was like, I personally couldn't leave the baby mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't think you should be going. Right? Okay. So then you say...
So my point to that is, fine, if that's your feelings, but unless you were asked, would you leave your baby? And they're like, no, personally, I wouldn't. Like, don't give out... Unless you've been asked for... If you'd have said to me, would you go? I'd be like, I don't think
yeah,
I'd be
you
up to
wouldn't.
It. I
no.
wouldn't. And we no. know that. But what I mean
but
is...
we can have those conversations.
Yes, an unsolicited advice is the yeah. worst. If you'd have said, what should I do? Fair. But if they just come out
so
with
like,
that, shut
for
up.
For example, like when I said like the baby's name and someone would like laugh and be like, really? Then do you know what the best thing to do is?
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say?
So let's
right,
give this
let's
an example.
Let's do a role play.
So you are...
Okay, yeah. Right. Here.
Oh my God. Have you actually called that baby sweetheart?
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I've now got a second to think about what I said. And I know it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
And you're putting it back on them to be like...
No, or it's, could you just repeat that?
And do you think it gives them a minute to think I shouldn't have said that?
Yeah,
whether
and
I
then
actually
you make them feel stupid.
That's right. That's a really good one.
It's a really good one. So there you go. Right. So now we've done all that fucking boring baby chat.
We've
it's
done
not
a beef.
For me. You know what I'm like. And honestly, I couldn't give a fuck about your opinion. Just don't comment it under my picture.
Love that.
You might get me at the wrong moment.
You might be right. You might rile her.
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, I was going to say this at the beginning, but we got stuck straight into it. Guys, can everyone give Lauren a round of applause? And Lucas and Alex. They have held the fort down. Like, you have been absolutely sensational.
Anytime.
I actually really enjoyed listening to the podcast every week on
and not
Apple.
Being part of it.
Like, do you know what I mean? I was, like, excited every week.
Oh, God, and you should join Patreon.
You've done... I carry Patreon.
You do.
You're Lauren in accounts though, so
yeah. I listen. I know. I do reply. I don't. I reply to loads of people.
Yeah,
I always reply, but I don't
yeah,
give
yeah,
as much.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm no, giving.
No. Listen,
it
that
all
wasn't
works
passag. It's fine.
It all works.
It's
out.
It's fine. I'll smack your bottom another day. Ooh. But you've been yeah. so busy. What have you been up to?
Really quick recap. I actually have been really busy. I've been doing like solo shit, which, so what I did, one of the things I've not spoken about yet, and a few people were asking me like, what was that? So I ended up, I don't really know how this happened, but I mean, I guess it's my job. I ended up going to a studio and there's a fragrance brand. It's like a dupe fragrance brand, but it's like quite a big, well-known, what's called Noted Aroma.
They're not called dupe.
Oh, well,
inspired fragrance.
Inspired. And I got booked to go there and I didn't really know what I was getting booked for, but I was like, work, yes, money, yeah, let's go and do this. And I didn't really know what I was signing up for. And I just, you know what I'm like, I don't think about it till I'm on the way there. And then as I'm on the way there, I thought, I don't know what I'm doing. The night before I got sent this script and I was like, script? I don't know what script. Like, I just talk. It was a huge script. And I was just thinking, and then it said something about a teleprompter. I've never used a teleprompter.
It's easy.
It was easy.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. And I thought, what that what have I signed myself up for?
Lauren!
Here? And then some of the stuff I had to do was comment on sports. I know nothing about sports. And I was just thinking, what have I signed myself up
Why
to?
Why do they do men's as well?
So basically the whole point was that me and Casey from Love Island were news anchors, and there was another gorgeous actress and model, beautiful girl, Nicole, I think she's called, that was there. And we were news anchors. Do you know, like an American news anchor where you're like, at the desk today, and their concept.
A bit like we did for Tatty Lashes that
yes.
time.
Yeah. And their concept was like about sporting history. I didn't know who any of the sports people were because I don't follow sport. Anyway, I got there and I have to say, I thought, shit, I wish Ashley was here.
I bet
here.
You smashed it.
I thought, I've bitten off a bit more than I can chew here. And I was nervous, and I don't really get nervous. Makeup by Latte did my makeup.
You said it was incredible.
Very mate. I really liked it. And she was like, girl, you're going to smash it.
Oh, was she lovely?
So, she was really looked after me. She was like, I think Casey's a bit nervous as well. She was like, so don't worry. She was so nice. She was like, listen, if you're struggling, I'm going to stand behind it. She was like, I will help you with you. She was fucking lovely. She was like, I'll help you with your words.
What a girl's girl.
Yeah, she was a real girl's girl. She was a Nip/Tuck fan. But actually, it was fine. Casey from Love Island was absolutely lovely. I thought he was going to be a bit more layered and a bit more like in your face, Cockney guy. He wasn't. He was very reserved, actually. He was really nice. We really got on. He was a laugh. And I am good at a teleprompter because I've always been very good at reading fast at school. So I thought that served me well. And she came over when she did my top up and she was like, I've been listening in. They're very happy.
Oh,
you've got
good.
It. So yeah.
When's it out? Well.
It's already out. I didn't know.
Lauren, can you send it me? I want to go and look at it.
It's TikToks. So I've sent it you, Al, actually, because I've sent you the, what do you call it? The, because we're going to do like a show reel of my presenting stuff.
Yeah.
Because I want to do more of that. Thank you. So, yeah, it went really
and
well.
And you spoke at the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
I with our old bosses.
Guys, let me just, we haven't got that long, so I'm going to be really quick. Let me just fucking tell you about this. So, it came through one of our...
Was she amazing, guys?
One of our...
Yeah, thanks. You were great.
Thanks. One of our friends, Fabian, is part of the... Oh, I'm going to get this wrong, Lucas. The Royal Television Society. And it's, I'm not going to go into detail, but anyway, basically, I was on a panel discussing podcasts in the Northwest and how to grow them, blah, blah, blah. There was like an audience. It was like an internal
Your
kind of...
Your expert...
Yeah, what? How?
Madame.
How? And tell you who was there and was lovely. Coulson and Jack P. Shepherd. They have a podcast. They were lovely
lads. Do you
know,
I used to be a huge Coronation Street
fan. They were sound and I was sat next to them. So the only issue we did have, can I talk about that first question without a load of detail, do you think, Lucas?
Like, yeah, why not?
Yeah. So we spoke about it. And one of the things that we were talking about is how social media and videos really, really helps podcasts. And I was talking and I was like, one of the things Lucas
clips.
Will do clips is look through. He'll look at things that are maybe a little bit clickbait, a little bit that people are going to comment on. That
some people don't actually realize, you know, that they can listen to the full podcast.
Yeah,
they think it's just clips. Do you know that
people do that? People just do clips. But I was explaining how important it was, and the guys next to me were agreeing that's what they do with their show. And I was like, so we will look at something that people are perhaps going to get a bit arsey over. I was like, so for example, men, you get the men on football, they're going to comment, it boosts your engagement, people find you.
Yeah. Duh. Just call me Bonnie Blue, bitch.
Like, all fine. And then they went to the audience. And listen, I wasn't nervous, really, but, you know, it's a daunting thing. We're all on this stage. Then they went to questions in the audience. And all the other questions...
Who were the audience? Was it to ticket
industry,
event?
Industry people. It was industry people. Okay. And they go to this lady who says, I've got a question for Lauren. Now, let me just tell you, all the other questions were things
First
like...
First one in.
Were things like... What's the best thumbnail for a YouTube? They were all really light, really
like
lovely
they wanted
questions.
To learn.
Yeah, they were light, lovely, fun questions. This girl starts a question that I'll be honest, I don't remember it because I didn't understand half of the words she used. She was basically insinuating that by me picking clips that are a little bit like rage baity, causing arguments, do I think that I am part of the problem in the world? In the world.
Absolutely.
Where we're already in conflict in so much, the world is in so much conflict. Could
like
I be
a bit political?
A little bit. And could I be potentially causing, by rage baiting, could I, yeah, mate. And I was just like, and I looked up and I could see these two just like. And I could feel.
I think the exact words she used were, are you causing a political divide?
I don't know what that means. So next to me was Coulson.
I just talked about cocks and
next to me I know next to me was Coulson and I literally felt the air go out of him. So I and I just was like Anyway, I answered it fine. The answer
had
was...
Had you had a Prosecco?
I'd had a Aperol. No, I'd had a...
Hugo.
Hugo.
My answer was, of course, we don't put clips on there for people to argue. We put it for debate. We're up for debate. This is our podcast. We talk about what we want, basically.
Really so good answer. It fine. And I really said, you know, good
and it was
answer.
Like, so I answered it fine. And
No.
Could I should have said it back. That? Could you repeat that? So I answered it fine. And then as we stand up, because we finished then, stand up. Coulson goes, fuck you. And I was like, thanks for the help there, guys. He was like, I'm getting involved in that. But yeah, so that was difficult, but all fine. We enjoyed it. We had a good time, didn't we, guys?
And we just gave you a little nod at the end.
And then
like...
literally, so then I looked, and then as I'd done it, the other guys were answering questions like, how many views have you had? Like, really chill. I looked up and Lucas gave me the thumbs up. He was like, you're good. You're all right. And yeah, so it was fine. I handled it. And that's it, really. I've been doing worky bits and poos, and I've enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah, it would have been nice for you to have been there, but oh, the funniest thing is two of our old production people were there. So we've obviously as you know we've bounced a bit with our production, as you do with the podcast. And when I read the list of who was speaking on there, both of the CEOs, are they, I don't know the exact,
of our old of companies. Our
both of our old companies that we'd left were on there. And I literally was like, you might as well have got my ex-husband on here, because this is like having my fucking exes. But they were lovely, like there was no bad blood and it was fine. But yeah, we enjoyed it. Right, guys, we're gonna go into the break. We've got more to talk about. For example, celebrities using Vinted and a few other bits and bobs. Also, I've been for a surgery consultation, but I think I want to talk about that on the bonus. I don't know if I'm ready.
No, bonus. Yeah.
I just think I'll do it on the bonus for now, because I've not decided. But yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's go into a little break. We are back from the break and we've got shit to talk about.
Lauren. Celebrities selling clothes for profit.
We've all got to make money.
Yeah, right. I'll do both sides of the argument.
Okay.
So this week, one of my friends has been in the press. Rebecca Foden.
Yeah.
Phil Foden's wife, girlfriend.
Girlfriend, lovely girl.
Lovely girl. Sam. Very pretty.
Very pretty, very lovely.
Very normal. Right, that's how we'd explain her. Okay, she has been absolutely slated for selling some clothes with the tags on Vinted.
Okay,
because supposedly,
is there a income or a job title bracket where you can't use Vinted if your income is X or if your job is X? Because I've not seen that on the terms and conditions.
You're not allowed to use Vinted if you've got money.
Okay, so when you sign up, does it check how much money you make before you do that?
I honestly don't think that a man would be put in the press for doing something like that either.
No, because what it's for, as usual, it's a thinly veiled dig to bring someone down. And do you know where I think it could come from? One of the things that the press are always actually really nice about them two for is that they are normal.
Yeah.
They are from normal backgrounds.
They've been together for a long time.
They've been together for years. They're from a normal, you know, I don't know exactly, but like a normal working class, whatever, background. And what that is to do, in my opinion, is it's to sort of secretly pull her down a little bit on the fact that deep down she's selling clothes on Vinted. It's to kind of pull her down. That's what I think.
Other celebrities have been ridiculed for that as well. And do you know what? Actually, I've had messages before for it saying, does your Vinted money go to charity?
Now, there's elements of it that I understand to a degree.
Yeah.
And I think if you... I think a couple of influencers that I follow, if they're gifted things that aren't the right colour for them, aren't the right whatever, they will often sell them and then that money will go to charity or PR boxes and stuff. There's a bit of a thing around that.
Do you know what? I must say, I do agree with that. And in a lot of brand contracts as well, you can't.
Because that PR box wasn't for someone else, it was for you. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think I have seen celebrities, influencers.
We give a lot of our stuff away to friends
That's
and family.
That's the main thing that I would do. I give it away. Like, people will come to my house, like yours, and they'll be like, oh my God, I really need a whatever. And I'll be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I've not got that skin type, but I've been sent a skin type for that. Let me find it.
Yeah.
That's how I tend to do it. But I think that's with gifted products and
my
stuff like that.
My friends that do makeup as well, I get sent shades that I wouldn't use on me, I give them for their kit.
That makes sense. But I think selling items of your clothing that have the tags on, why is that? No, I don't understand. And also another thing to think about, How do people become wealthy? Well, they do various different things, but a lot of the time they're really well business minded. So should somebody be so cocky as to think, I'm loaded, I don't need to sell that on Vinted? No, you should never be like that. You should always be protecting yourself.
Me and Amy Bruce were talking about like selling stuff on Vinted the other day, and honestly, I really enjoy it for my mental health.
Yeah, like putting
like,
it all
I
out.
Know this sounds really strange, but like I put a podcast on, kids are in bed, I get all of my closet,
all
my
all
bits
up.
Out, get a nice little cup of tea or a glass of wine, podcast on, and I take pictures of all the stuff and I upload it. And when it sells, I'm like, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, it's fun. And then you go and drop it all off and you think, I've made X amount.
And then I rebuy everything. Yeah,
I leave it in the balance.
I do.
And then I use that balance to then rebuy stuff and I don't feel it as much.
Now, there is another similar thing that gets absolutely ridiculed. Kardashian Closet, obviously all spelt with a K. It's a website. You shop and you can select from each Kardashian. So like Chris, Kim, Kendall, Khloe.
Oh, wow, that's quite cool.
Kids, you can shop all of their stuff. Some of it is used.
Oh, wow.
Some of it has not been used. Yeah.
I really like what that blue t-shirt. What's that? Go down, down, left. Yeah, what's that?
Balenciaga top, $450. Wow. Khloe's old t-shirt. Like some Christian heels. Louboutin sandals.
So they sell their stuff. I assume they've got people running it, obviously.
Yeah, and they do not donate.
How much
money
is that big, that
either.
Dress that's like really got up? Yeah, how much is that?
17 grand.
Oh, right. So.
Did she wear it?
It's ran, when we Googled it, it's run by family. So here's another thought on this. It says that it doesn't go to charity, they keep the money. But again,
someone that her auntie runs it. And,
what if they're using it to pay their auntie wage? Like they've said, listen, we have all this stuff. We don't have time for it. We don't want you to work because you don't have to. Run this for us. Use
it
as your job.
That is work. Yeah.
That's what I mean. So that is your job. And also, I just think I kind of get it that you get to a point where it's like you're so, so rich. But how do we know? Is it up to us to choose how people spend their money and make their money? Not really, if it's legal, do you know? And how do we not know that, that money goes to them? How do we? I don't know how much Kim Kardashian gives to charity a month.
No,
do you?
I've donated.
So you can't choose where that money goes.
I've donated three things this week.
I've done two this month.
Yeah, and I don't talk about it and stuff like that. But also another thing that... It's just hard because you're like, you want to give everywhere you can, but you're being pulled in all these directions. Mm. And obviously, you know, people look at certain things like, I don't know, you sell a top on Vinted, whatever. Then you think, oh, well, you've got this, that, the other. Like, you have to pay agency fees on things. Mm-hmm. You have to pay tax on things. You have to pay staff.
Yeah, like, but at the same time, though, that's no one's business.
No.
Like, it's no one's business what people use their money for. And to be like, oh, that closet should go to charity.
Yeah.
You don't know what they give to charity and it's not for you to say, so just shush.
I do agree that it would be distasteful to sell something that you were gifted.
Yeah, I agree, unless it went to charity.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
So that's our thoughts on
that's
that. What are your thoughts on it, girls?
Yeah, tell
like,
us.
There might be different thoughts from my foot. Have you ever had a really itchy sole of your foot where the itch...
Doesn't that mean you're going to get money?
Get on Vinted. And also, why aren't Vinted sponsoring us like actual serious? Because we love that thing. Alex, clip that up. Send it to Vinted because... No, we're being honest. He's already done. I'm sorry, but I get all the kids' trainers on there and I get a buzz when I buy
bought
them.
All of the kids' Crocs on there this year and they were all brand new.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Right. Okay, so.
Just quickly. Yes, according to old folklore and superstition, an itchy foot can be interpreted as a sign that money or good fortune is coming your way.
I can hope so.
So I saw this TikTok of a girl saying that she was refused entry into Manchester Airport lounge because she had rollers in.
Just the lounge or the whole airport? Out of interest.
Listen, hair rollers or pin curls, not just rollers, your pin curls too, must be covered with a headscarf.
What?
These requirements are all in keeping with the smart casual dress code in the Escape Lounge and are clearly stipulated in terms and conditions. We reserve right to refuse entry without a refund to anyone. that we deem to be unsuitable. So they have, in the lounge, you can't wear rollers or pin curls.
Unless you have a headscarf over it. And then you can.
Do you know what I'd do to piss them off? Just take my top off and put it around the head.
It's not a headscarf, though. They could get you on the technicality of that. And then you'd have no top on, so you'd be
fucked.
Then
I'd say my rollers don't identify as rollers.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, I think...
What's offensive? Do you find rollers offensive?
No, obviously not.
Do you want me to be totally honest and say something that's actually going to... That you're all going to hate, because...
I need to take my rollers
This isn't
out.
Like a... A girl's girl thing to say. I hate people getting about in rollers in public. None of my business.
Listen,
do what you want, but I'm just saying,
guys,
I feel like when I've got my rollers in, I look
a very
twat.
Manchester Scouse thing to do, right? And
I don't mind them, but a full head where you look like, you know, when grandmas used to get a perm.
You were. I know, but
I just feel like I
imagine
couldn't.
Like you've gone to the hotel, you're nipping out to get a lip gloss, and you've still got your rollers.
I get it, and I get
do you
that
know
when
what
we land,
you do
we
get
want the bounce.
You get stared
I'm
at
just
as
not,
well
I
when
will,
you do that.
I will sometimes have one roller in. One roller at the front I can deal with, but a full head of rollers, I myself look so like I look so ugly as well with rollers because it pulls all your hair off your face, and there's no hiding. I couldn't. Oh, have I made you take your rollers out? I couldn't, I wouldn't.
Even on a flight?
I would, no. Sorry. I just think it looks weird and I can't stop staring at people with them in.
Guys, what's your opinion on
that? Everyone's going to be like, Lauren, shut the fuck up. We're like, and we do what you want. But personally, yeah, when I see someone with rollers, I just think.
What other things do we get about in that people really dislike? I think outfits like this,
James?
Some people really dislike.
Is not a fan. Not that he would ever,
like,
you know, but it
pajamas.
It's pajama.
Men are just jealous because they can't wear their pajamas out.
I do sometimes. I put these particular, and because I've got no arse as well, co-ords, but like that thin kind of pajama cord. Because I've got no bottom as well, they're not flattering for me. But I continue to wear
slippers
them.
Out the house.
I
do it on the school run.
I will go in the car in them. I'll nip to my mum's in them. I wouldn't go to Tesco in my slippers. I have by mistake before, but that's not something I would do.
I've been to Sainsbury's local, Knutsford, in my slippers with my pyjamas under my mom soccer coat.
I think that's a bit...
Sorry.
Can I give you two of my really strong ex?
Go on.
So number one, for girls, it's tracky bottoms, but with the writing on the bum.
So you know what? Juicy. That is iconic.
No. To me... And I'm sorry, but men on holiday in co-ords.
Yeah, the linen co-ords.
Like matching top and shorts.
Really?
Like, to me, it's like...
What, like just a navy blue t-shirt and shorts?
No, that's... But you know, like when they've got like the shirt and the shorts and like maybe they've got like patterns or like fucking pineapples on them.
Or
and
stripe or...
And they're matching. Nah.
That's not the one.
When I had my nose done, I just got about with my cast on as well.
I think now I would do that. A while ago, I would not. So I'm going to have the Cosmoland peel again in October, which is, guys, where I did it quite a few years ago, where you have like a whole face of this brown paste and it has to stay on for 8 hours. So you do it in the morning, you've got to get around. I've done a pod with it on, actually. And you've got to get around with almost like this peanut butter stuff over your entire face for 8 hours. That, it takes some fucking bollocks.
Lauren, imagine if I'd have got about with my head... The big head.
No. you look that bad that people couldn't say anything because
they wouldn't
well.
Even know it was me.
No, they wouldn't know it was you. That's yeah, no, they wouldn't know it was you.
Eye patches.
I'm all right with that. Fine.
We all get about at the airport now with our.
I'm fine with that.
Also,
the road. I can't.
The cosmetic consult ones, it's an absolute status symbol,
yeah.
That.
When you wear them, it's like...
Having a Birkin
it's like
on
having,
face.
Yeah, it's like cool. Like,
yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you're a cosmetic consultant.
Yeah.
That's, I don't mind. And eye masks I'm all right with. Rollers, I'll be honest, a full head of them, a couple at the front, I can handle full head. No.
Well, there we go.
Pink curls give me the ick as well. Sorry. Now, before we go, there's a feature that we've been saying we want to bring back, and we do want to bring
4,000 clicks.
Wow. So, man of the week. To recap on what that is, we've got...
Man of the week.
We have got a load of ladies listening. We know a lot of you are single, and it's hard to find a good man. So we just thought, could we help by if somebody, a woman has to put them forward so we know they're a decent guy. And then what we'll do every week is we'll be like, this is their Insta handle. Here's a bit about them. We could even put a picture. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I think
and
so.
And the man has to consent to it. And then you can all go and follow him. And if there's anyone that he thinks she's a bit of me, he'll follow them back. And that's the kind of plan. So we did it with Alex. We kind of soft launched, yeah, though, didn't we, really? We've not. And
let me
Alex
do his...
posted him the other day. Ashley posted, yeah, him last night. How many sticker taps?
4,000 so far. So Alex lives in Cheshire. How would you describe your job role, Alex?
Stressful?
No, he needs to say what he does.
I'd probably call myself like a commercial agent for podcasts.
Yes, that's a nice way of saying it. Yeah, commercial agent.
He is 25.
Correct.
His hobbies are travel. You like to travel? Yeah. You like, he goes on holiday quite a lot, girls. He's from, I'm going to say it for you because I feel like you can't, it's hard to big yourself up. He's from what I can gather, a lovely family, yeah, a lovely background, very gentlemanly.
Yeah, very, he's a lovely man.
He's a lovely boy. He's a boy because I'm 36, so that's
I've never seen him get like really drunk.
Is it because you're more drunk than him? So you wouldn't notice normally. He looks after us.
Yeah.
He is chivalrous.
Yeah.
He's good looking. He's very tanned. He's got very nice legs.
Yeah.
His dress sense is really nice. He likes the gym. He has like a gold bracelet. I don't know if you're wearing it, but I just really like that.
Yeah.
He's tanned. Hey, Alex. He's lovely. And he's the kind of person that, yeah, if I had a daughter, or if I was younger, what's your age range? Let's be honest, Alex.
Come on.
What's the oldest?
What's the oldest?
What's the oldest you would be willing to go on a date?
Look, I'm 25, aren't I?
27, so. You said. Yeah. Didn't you?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, men are so immature. You can't.
It wouldn't work.
He doesn't want somebody
with kids or anything. Like,
yeah, he doesn't want somebody with kids.
Do you know what? Like, people get slagged off for saying, I don't want someone with kids. I literally used to say that.
I get it.
All the time.
I understand.
And as soon as I found out someone had a kid, I was like, bye bye.
That's all right. Because let's not make this light of this. Like, I don't mean Alex in general, but if you get with someone with kids, you're taking on a totally different life that you might not have planned for. So I think that's fair to say you don't want someone with kids.
Yeah,
if you don't.
And it's like absolutely fair that's for a fine. Girl to be like, I want someone with money as well.
If that's what they want to do, that's what you do and that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, like go.
Are you looking for a woman with money?
You can't really say that out loud, can you?
Hello, welcome to Nip Tuck Pod. No, you want someone who has a career...
potential and stuff.
Yeah.
To have a lovely life together.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Right.
You can't really turn around and be
what
like, show your bank account.
Have you got like preferences?
No, I wouldn't say I've got a massive type on like hair colour or anything. I think it's very picky, that is.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, he's lovely, guys. Oh. So we're going to put Alex's, what is your app?
At Alex Hunt.
Alex Hunt 01.
Oh, number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's him.
Let's see if anything moves over to WhatsApp.
Okay.
And if not, his brother's really fit, so go look at that as well.
There we go. While you're on single? That.
Yeah, he's single, but he moves to Australia on Monday.
Right, maybe not. We've got Australian audience. We've got some Australian audience.
Yes. Yeah.
Can he be man of the week next week?
Yeah. Let's put him next week. Anyway, girls, send in your men of the week. I think gay is also fine. Gay men.
Please, can you send men of the week on WhatsApp and email?
Yeah, and can you title it Man of the Week? Because we get so many things coming through, don't want
to
miss it.
And we need to make sure we've got the man's permission.
Yeah, so for screenshot of the
gay,
permission.
Straight, like either, like doesn't matter, age, if you've got an older one. Maybe for someone's mum, we could find a Man of the Week.
Listen, there is somebody out there.
Lauren's mum's single.
There is somebody out there for everyone, and we even a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're open right now, guys. Like, we're inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's it. We're going. I'm sure
love
you've missed
you
us. And we will bonus Patreon and Apple subs. You can carry on listening.
YouTube.
Or listen to us next week.
Also, just a really quick one. Please don't forget to vote for us on Spotify. Go on Spotify.
Yeah, please do.
And search the British Podcast Awards. You will then be given 3 votes and there's 20 options in there. Tap, tap, tap 3 nip, times duck, on nip, duck, 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 and submit it because honestly, it means the world to us. It's amazing we've got this far. Anyway, you can DM us on Patreon. We see it all. We see every single message. You get loads of extras and you're also being given the opportunity to feature yourself in the chat on there because we often say this week on Patreon we've all been talking about or did you see the girl on Patreon that said you know, super inclusive community. Everyone's welcome on there. So yeah, thank you guys.
Bye, darlings.